The Up With The Bonnets podcast is brought to you by our sponsors, Unicorn Cleaning Services. They offer a range of facilities from domestic and commercial cleaning, which includes lets and Airbnb, and also offer ironing and laundry services. You can find a link to their website in our Facebook and Twitter bios. You can also reach them by visiting their Facebook page, or you can contact them by visiting their website, unicorncleaningservices.co.uk.
On this week's episode, it's that time of the week again as me and Paul look over another dismal performance and result for Dundee. We give our thoughts on the manager's performance so far. We also look ahead at Tuesday's must-win game against Ayr at Dens Park. We also have a blether about season ticket prices that have came out. And as always, we end with On This Day with the D Archive. Hello and welcome to the newest episode of the Up With The Bonnets podcast. If you're tuning in hoping for an upbeat podcast this week, then I'm sorry to say that we'll be delivering a performance that's just as bad as Dundee's the past few games. I'm your host Daniel Smith, and with me as always is Paul Gray.
Hey Danny, how you doing? What an intro.
I just thought I'd warn everybody, yeah.
Oh, definitely, definitely give them the warning, give them the heads up.
Everybody knows Dundee floundered in Glasgow on Saturday. It was a 0-0 draw, a clean sheet, positive.
Yay.
And that's it. That's where I kind of just like have a total blank.
I don't even know where to start with this one. Don't know where to begin. It's fucking.
I'll start then.
You go.
It was a must win. And we didn't win.
And that's it. Thank you very much for listening. Cheerio. See you later.
It was a must win. We didn't win. We didn't look like we were going for the win. And it didn't look like we were set up for the win. The substitutions didn't look like we were going for the win. I mean, for a team that's chasing Queen's Park at the top of the league, for this title to get automatic promotion, it did not look like we were interested at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We look like a mid-table championship team at best, and we have looked like that the past few weeks.
That's exactly it.
Nothing's changing. The warning signs have been there since the start of the year, yet we're still putting out poor piss performances like we did on Saturday. What has to change?
Do you want me to answer?
No, just yet. No.
Nah. But see, the thing is, like, this was meant to be, like, two teams that are, like, genuinely challenging for, like, well, the league and promotion, but you wouldn't have known. And you've hit the nail on the head there. They just looked like mid-table fodder. Just, it was crap. It's absolutely crap. Ah, mate. You just take over. You can speak. I'll let you do the talking this week.
I really didn't want to.
I mean, put it this way, one paper summed it up, right? That the turning point in the game was Danny Mullen's 93rd minute chance. That summed it up.
Yeah.
Turning point, 93rd minute. Yeah.
We're just lucky that fell to Danny Mullen.
We were. How did he manage to outmuscle Ashcroft? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. But like you says, glad it fell to him. I think a ball's still in orbit. How could you miss? It's easier to score. Bloody hell. No wonder we got rid of him.
I mean, I really don't know where to start picking this game. I really don't think we should really start picking any place, nitpicking on what happened here and there, because just the whole 90-odd minutes was just one big mediocre game of football that wouldn't have looked at place at the Drumgreave Park.
Exactly. Well, weren't good enough. Mate, it's as simple as that.
I just didn't see any fight in this team.
Didn't see any kind of idea either. I can't remember. I was stringing a few passes together. You know, making them chase the ball. It was just
a lot of misplaced passes from Dundee in this game. A lot.
Folk all blame the pitch, though. You know, blame the pitch for that. Nah, they're professionals. Come on.
one of the best misplaced, well, let's say, wasn't it a pass, as you would say, but it was a thrown from Marshall where he just lobbed it into the middle of the park to a Partick player who...
And then, went to Tiffany.
Yeah, the player that you didn't want it to go to. And
all right, mate, go. Crack on. Let's give it to your danger, man. Who's your best player? Right, Marshall chucks it right to him. Brilliant. It's just summed up as well, you know. I mean, to be fair, we looked relatively solid at the back, but just again, another game of nothing going forward. That was it. Just, I don't know, I'd love to know the, you know, the statisticians that are out there that, you know, oh, they had so many touches in the final third and or the opposition box. Ours would probably be fucking zero. Or close to that anyway. There was just nothing.
Where's the team that we had just before Christmas? You know, they've just totally disappeared. It's night and day.
It is, mate. It is. We've used it, well, I've used this word on a few pods that's worrying, but that, it is. Like, and I was thinking that myself, you know, we did go on that, obviously, that great run. And then it's like they just got absolutely bevied at Christmas and New Year and came out a completely, came out like a Sunday league or like a team that plays at the Drummy. That's it.
Right now at this moment, I'm thinking that that run that we went on is papered Blind over a lot of cracks.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke about contracts last week. We didn't really want to give proper opinions, but just kind of wanted to go over different scenarios. But if this is what's getting served up, or what has been getting served up, then maybe the board are on to a blinder about not wanting to offer contracts until the end of the season to see where we are, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to say that in a having a go at the players or anything, but that is what it is. Right at this moment, that's what it looks like.
And it's you're absolutely bang on.
It's hard to get motivated. Actually, really annoyed after the game yesterday that changes were made someplace in the, you know, in the squad team management. It wouldn't have shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe no shock, but it wouldn't have bothered me. That's how pissed off I was at the end of that game.
Yeah.
Normally, if we went to Partick and got a draw against them after some of the performances we've put in,
yeah,
especially against them at Dens a few weeks back, I'd be thinking, that's a good point, it's a clean sheet, fantastic. But when you got Queen's Park, you're top of the league, and getting edging away from us, a point here, a point there, and then they go and win, it's simply not good enough.
Mate, absolutely bang on. And I think, see if it was maybe... Start of the season, a point away from home, clean sheet, mm-hmm. Brian. But like you says, you know, we really need to be just winning every game. It doesn't matter how we do it, we really need those points. But like Bowyer, I'm pretty sure I heard Bowyer mention in his post-match going on about it was an improvement on the last performance when they came to Dens and gave with three. Anything would have been an improvement on that. That was the worst performance of the season. That there, though, that was, to me, a team set up without an idea, without a clue. And if plan A didn't work, there wasn't a plan B. That's for me, like, definitely. But there the plan A just seem, doesn't work.
There doesn't normally seem to be a plan B anyway, Paul. We've said it countless times, other people have said it. There comes to a point of the game where a mass... substitutions are made, nothing seems to change the shape or nothing. It just seems to be, let's fling him on, let's see if it sticks. And again, like I've said a lot of times, it normally doesn't stick.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's infuriating.
We've seen signings that have been made at the start of the year from the loans, and normally when these are made, you expect them to add more to the team. They haven't. Some of them haven't even featured quite a lot. Some of them have been injured most of it.
Yeah.
I just do not have a clue where this team's heading.
I don't know either, mate. I don't know.
On current form, we could be looking at heading out the playoff spot if other teams keep picking up points like they are compared to what we are.
Mate, I've actually got that typed up.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell, you've been logging into my laptop like... Dode Cran. Mate, but it's true though. We could potentially, if we keep going on this kind of like slope that we're on, we could go out the fucking promotion. mm-hmm. the playoff. We could write out the title race and then write out the fucking playoff positions. We easily could.
If you want to look at how bad your form is, so I harp on about it all the time, about the start of the year. That's when this run of form started against Arbroath. So it's been 10 games since the start of 2023. We've played 10 games. We've 3 wins, 4 draws and 3 defeats. But the big thing for me on this one is, well, one of the wins was against Queen's Park, the team at the top league. Totally annihilated them at Dens. Fantastic to see. Thought, here we go, that's it. But the other two wins against Cove Rangers, part-time. I've nothing else to say on that.
Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I think everybody knows. They don't need me to go into and speak more about that. Two of the wins, the 3 that we have had against a part-time team.
Well done, Dundee. Well done, honestly. Come on. What a performance. I just, going back to what you were saying, though, about the signings that have came in. I'm just going to say it, but the boy Hannon, I've probably, like a lot of these, I'm not convinced, like, at all. And then I was kind of thinking, oh, he came from Colchester. Where were they in the league? Oh, they're languishing towards the bottom of English League 2. How's that going to improve with him? Sorry. Like, and he just ghosted in and out of the game. Like, I mean, I know you had a penalty shout towards the end, which, looking back, maybe.
Seen it given,
but apart from that, I don't think you've done anything.
I don't think anybody has been an upgrade on what we've got. So going with Boyer's formations, substitutions, now you can fling in his signings. Robinson, it was first spell. It's weird saying it because it's in the same season, but his first spell, I thought it was fantastic. The second one, no so much, purely because he's been isolated up top. It's just been hoof up the ball. Hoof the ball up the park. And the only other one is off the top of my head is Tyler French and maybe Williamson. So there's a small group, not even a group, it's a trio of players out of so many signings he's made this season that I think are the only ones that have added to this team. Feel free to add anybody else you can think of. I've probably misplaced a few names.
Surely. Hold on, I'll just get that scroll out of all these names of footballers that have signed for Dundee and improved with this season. But you'd be as well just with a pamphlet or a postage note. You know what I mean? It's just, nah. Robinson was off on Saturday as well. I don't know what was wrong with him. I really don't.
He's probably pissed off.
I think he is pissed off, and I think he's got a right to be pissed off. And you're actually probably bang on. I never even thought of that. Like, you know, he probably is pissed off, frustrated that he is up there on his Todd. I mean, there was a couple of times a ball was played through him, and I don't know what his first touch was all about. It was like he was blittering him. He didn't, his body language for me, yeah, you're, Danny, bang on, absolutely bang on. He just looks like he's fucking fucked off. And then he gets hooked along with McMullen, and the boos rang out yet again, not the first time that's happened. The subbies have been booed at, you know, for boys going off. I just do not understand this whole reluctance to play Jakubiak and Robinson together. It clearly worked, you know, worked in that like 8-minute spell, you know, against Cove. So if all the fans are wanting it, they want to see it. I just don't know. Does Boyer know something that we don't? I don't know. Put them on the pitch, see what they're like. If they're shite, fair enough. But if they're fucking brilliant, then it's egg on his face, 100%. And I think it will be, if he plays them together, but I don't think he will.
I don't think he wants to, anyway, but that...
Then he doesn't want to win games then.
Yeah, I think there's a stubbornness about him. I generally do think there is. We've seen Paul McGowan, who had this long-term injury on his knee, from the Cove game up there when we got beat.
Yeah.
Right through till he left on Dunfermline, he was injured. He's injured. Next thing you know, signs for Dunfermline.
That's every week.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, I'm not buying that one. I've heard rumours well before he even went to Dunfermline, which I'll no go into in case, like, because you don't want to say stuff that maybe isn't true. But I've never really believed the whole injury front about that. And then there's also Sean Byrne. Like, let's be honest here. Sean Byrne's no a world beater. He isn't going to assist goals. He's not going to be doing fucking overhead kicks and 6-yard passes. But what he does is he controls that defensive midfield section and stops goals. And I think there was actually a stat by the Dennis Park Choir put something out, and it was something to do with percentage of games that he played and that Dundee won. And it was something like 75 or something.
Okay.
And like you say, we're not trying to say he's the second coming or anything, but he has proved to be a valuable player for us in this championship, and he's not getting played.
Yep. I've not really got much to say about that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I heard people talking about that there's so many games if he plays and he gets another, it's like an extension on the contract. That's the first I've heard, but I heard that like a couple of days ago.
Fuck wow. It. Let him hear the extension on the contract, pay his extra wage, because he could be the difference about picking up 3 points instead of 1 point at Firhill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because he would just frustrate midfielders, attackers.
Frustrate them, and like we've said numerous times, he does the dirty work to free up the boys that can actually create. Mm-hmm. Whereas we've just got John McGee going box to box, hoping for the best. I'm sorry, it's not good enough, and it's all on the gaffer.
Yeah, your position right now is on Boyer.
It's just the persistence to play players in like out of position one and play boys that aren't good enough. When he could play boys that are good enough and then potentially win games. This is football. It's about winning games. It's not about fucking playing your pals. It's putting the best team out. And that's it. But see, for me, see, even if he did put the best team out, like the actual best team out, I still think his tactics would fuck it.
Yeah, and his substitutions.
I genuinely do. There's a stubbornness, like you said, a stubbornness about it. And I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Like, okay, coming out and giving Abdi the fist bump. Yeah, Gary Boyer. Brilliant. And then getting booed at the subbies. And like I've said, I'll say it again, it's not the first time that that's happened.
See, all
he's watching a different game, man. He needs his glasses checked.
See, I'm going to be honest with you. See, all this fist pumping and coming out and applauding the fans before the game, I'd kick that in the head right now. That means none to me. See, at the start, I was like, that's frustrating to see him do it. Like, fair play to him. But I thought that would stop. And let's be honest, this isn't like the getting anything on to the performance or result or that. It's just a wee thing amongst that, you know what, keeping that dressing room with the players until they're coming out and fucking telling them exactly what we should be doing. Didn't come out like fucking applauding the fans. I didn't want to see that now. That might just be me being an old moan, but
I think you're right.
But is it right to say languishing second? Because we've nae God given right to be top. What are Queen's Park spent wisely. They've got a team who they've lost their captain, their striker, but they've still got the team, a well-balanced team. And even though they haven't looked good against us at Dens, they know how to go and get results.
I was just speaking about this with the old boy. It's not like they've got a team full of flash names and flash players. They've got a team.
As much as we've slagged Owen Coyle in the pod, and two podcasts named after him, but his tears just purely banter-wise, he's able to set that team up and get results. And he does have bad days, like against us and other teams.
But they'll learn from that.
The majority of the games, he's got them drilled. I mean, we got top of the league after beating Ayr.
For a split second.
Yeah, we leapfrogged them. Next game, we're off. Queen's Park went top on the 2nd of January, and they've been there ever since. They win this league, they win it. There should be no doubts about that, because they've, up to now, they've earned that.
They've been the better team.
And people can go on about capacities and crowds and all that, but if they've earned that to win the league, they win it. Like, there's teams above us in the Premiership who people say shouldn't be in the Premiership, but I'm sorry, they do. Performance-wise, they're outperforming us, like, and they have done for years. It's like, I can't argue we them being in that league. Yeah, it looks shite that half-empty stadiums and stuff, or like the Old Firm going to the stadiums like Libby's and filling it they've got three-fourths of the stadium.
Yeah,
so it's like, but they're still there. They're still getting the results and they're sitting top six. Again, it's... They earn it. That's what I'm saying.
And I totally agree with you. And like I've said there, yeah, we beat them and there's been times we played them off the park and you're like going, this team are top. What? But like I says, they learn from that and then they go on and they give other teams 4 and 5. And like, I mean, against Inverness, they were 1-0 down. They still managed to turn it around and win. That's a sign of league leaders and league champions as far as I'm concerned.
I said it last week, mate, and it's no change since.
Correct, but no, I just think no, I don't I'm think we have hate. That about us at no. all.
I'm not trying to hear like a defeatism attitude here, but
no, we're not. We're definitely not. Like, let's keep this nice and cheery, Danny. Come on.
But if you're looking at the facts in the table, they are doing it.
They are doing it,
and we are no.
And I don't think we will.
No, I mean they're.
That's it. Well done. Thanks, guys.
Trying to be positive here. There is still chances. I mean, we've got the game on Tuesday. We'll kind of just quickly look at that because I really, really can't be bothered again for the second week on the trot.
The thing is, Danny, what more is there to speak about in that part of the game?
It's just a must win.
Part of the game. We had three chances. I don't generally remember the three chances, to be honest with you. I only really remember the free kick that went over the bar.
Hannett's chance.
Harris chance. Yeah, I'm surprised he could have scored. There was nothing in that game. There was nothing. And I know, like, Bowyer again, I mean, he said it many times, you know, about all the, you know, we've got to be better in the final third, you know, we've got to be better, but we've got to create chances first to get better. But we're not. Like, it's just...
Yeah. I noticed he was saying a wee moan about the penalty claim in the 92nd minute about no... obviously getting that, but you do think to yourself, what about the other 92 minutes that were done absolutely hee-haw?
But mate, exactly. It's just, again, it's this whole big gaping gap, you know, the gap between striker and any sort of midfielders. We've nothing, so there's no creativity there. There's nothing. You're not going to create the chances. You're not going to get chances unless it's just sheer blind luck. That's what it is. But that game, that will not live long in the memory. That's a fucking fact.
And thank fuck for that.
I know. It's a bit as bad as the weather. Christ. Sunny Glasgow. That's per usual. But yeah, nah, hopeless. Must win. But then it just, again, I just feel like we're repeating myself, you know, where it's like, you know, that was a must win. But now it just heaps even more pressure on the air match.
I know. And hopefully we get a better 90 minutes than what we did there, because that, like you say, it's a 90 minutes you're not getting back out. I had better viewing on the last Sunday night with the Cammy Kerr and his ex-missus Instagram stories than I did bloody watching Dundee actual play.
Yeah, that was entertainment at its fullest.
Oh, yeah. That's the
highlight of the weekend.
Yeah, highlight of the weekend, and yeah.
Oh, superb.
But it is what it is. We've dropped points. No, 7 points behind.
We've
got a game in hand. A few weeks or about a month ago, it seemed like we had a game in hand that if we won, we went a point above them. Then we needed them to win. We're game in hand to go 4 points behind them. I mean, didn't get us wrong, there is still, what, after Tuesday, 7 games left. And we just need to go into the last game of the season, say, 2 points behind them, because I think if it's 3 points, the goal difference would come into play. I'm not too sure of the goal difference, but I'm pretty sure that they have 7 goals better than us. So
we'd
have to have a good swing up to then. So there, if we get our act together, I say we, the manager, gets their act together and gets the players to get their act together. Because let's say, like, the manager takes the brunt of the blame straight away, but you kind of hear him hearing it, the players have got to take a bit of it as well, I think, because they're out there in the park. Does that sound pretty bad?
I don't know, mate. But the thing is, like, it's a manager that picks a team. It's a manager that deals with the tactics. It's the manager who, the week prior to the game, is going, right, see that boy, he's a danger man. All right, see that area, they're weak in that area. Let's exploit that. But then when it comes to the game on a Saturday and you can't see anything like that, you see nothing like that. We've seen nothing like that against Partick. There was nothing for me. And I'm sorry, but that comes down to the manager. Full stop. I mean, yeah, the players might take a wee bit, but they're the ones that have been set up by the manager to go out and win that game, or try anyway. To me, is 100% manager. But then every interview that's happening, it's deflect, deflect. Oh, this could have happened. Oh, that could have happened. No, just hold your hands up and go, look, got it wrong. We'll be better on Tuesday.
I've stopped kind of paying attention to these lot of these interviews because for a long time, it's been a lot of talk that you've never seen put onto the pitch. So I've kind of stopped doing it. Seems like a nice bloke.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't think he's got it in him to get us up. That's my view on it. And if he does get us up, have we got faith on him keeping us up?
Especially if he's going to bring in boys that he's like Hannon, and boys that are permanently injured. I said I was going to kind of watch what's said in that, but I would just be that performance there and multiple performances throughout the season, throughout the season. I've been down to Bowyer.
We've all tried to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
We've all tried to give him a benefit of doubt, but I think it's came to another stage of the season that we are falling further and further behind, and it's now glaring of negatives around his tactics and subbies and formations that it's hard not to give him criticism.
Correct. I mean, everybody's always going on about Dundee, brilliant squad, but if they're not set up correctly and not getting to play towards their strengths, then what's the point in having a good squad?
Yeah, and this squad rotational thing that he's got as well, that's all good. If you've got the players, we have got a big squad, but have we got the players in within the squad to go in and make a difference half of the time? Nope.
Maybe, but again,
we've not showed it, so until then,
we've not showed it. We've not showed it, 28 games in the league season? But again, Danny, you know me, forever the optimist. We haven't shown it in these 28 games. Are we going to show it in the remainder? I genuinely cannot see that unless something drastically changes. Drastically. Bin this one isolated striker up front. That's bin that for a start. Get McGee to right back, or go to three at the back and put McGee in there. I don't want to see McGee in the middle of the park again. Like,
it's went belly up since French went injured.
It's went belly up since the Christmas party, the New Year's party. That's when it's went belly up. It's probably went belly up when the vast majority, 90-odd% of the squad are going, wait a minute, I've only got 6 months left. That's when it's went belly up. God, I'm angry today.
Tell you what though, I think we're going to win Tuesday.
Yeah, so do I. 5-0.
I do honestly think we're going to win Tuesday.
I think Akinyemi will score an OG.
He's definitely scoring.
Yeah,
he's definitely scoring.
That's a must win.
Are we the only game on Tuesday? I think yes, we are. It's just us against Ayr, but obviously we're just quickly recap the results from the weekend. Hamilton were defeated by Ayr 2-0. Queen's Park came from 1-0 down. Boo against Inverness, 2-1, and Ross County absolutely walloped Cove Rangers 6-1.
Who? Ross County? When did they go into the championship? Roth Ravers.
What a
hammering that was. Absolute hammering. See, that's again, that's another, like, that's games. We could have gave Cove 6. Come, you know what I mean? Oh, bless.
Ach, well.
Good result for Ayr as well. That's, again, a team that's like, kind of wrote them off after they went through, what was it, 4 games, like, defeated. You know what I mean? And then, but they're still only a point behind us. You know, they're a point behind us now. You know what I mean?
They were obviously beaten against Falkirk midweek. Was it mid? No, it was Monday in the Scottish Cup quarter final. So yeah, there was no hangover for that. But they sit 1 point behind us on the same games played.
Madness. That's the thing, mate. We could go third. We could go third, and then like it says, Queens have got a game on the Friday, but we don't. Then they could go 10 points clear of us. You know what I mean? Then it's curtains, like.
If they go 10 points clear of us on Friday, there should be curtains for one person. I'm saying it.
Okay, Danny. Okay.
But I do genuinely believe that we will win on Tuesday.
Controversial.
For no other reason that we've just moaned for the first half hour of this podcast, and I'm trying to make it a little bit more brighter.
The thing is, we can win. It just depends on what Bowyer does, like what Bowyer does from Sunday to then in training. That's it. Like, and what team's going to come out? For me, Ben Hannon for the start and put on Jakubiak. Just play Jakubiak and Robinson together. Just do it. Get the egg on your coupon. And stop fucking hoofing the ball up. That's it. And stop subbing McMullen as well. I mean, I know like there's times that McMullen could have a shitey game, but he's probably one of our most, if not the most dangerous outlet that we've got for goals and assists.
I'm with you on that one. He can play shite for 60 minutes and then do well for the last half hour, or play shite for 70 minutes, last 20. He's that player that can do something. As soon as he's taken off, we've not got that.
Exactly. Exactly.
We'll lose it straight away. I'd rather have a Shite McMullen playing than no.
Exactly. That's exactly it. I mean, he's got that spark. He's got that bit of pace. He can create chances himself, you know, just by himself. It could be nothing on, but then he'll take a wee run and rifle it across the box or something, or hit a flipping shot for 80 yards. Do you know what I mean? He's got that. But taking him off, it's not. And this inverted winger carry on, like right wingers on the right, footed boys on the left and left footed boys on the right. No. Old fucking school fashioned left footer on the left wing and a right footer on the right wing. And that's it. And you've got a big laddie in the box in Robinson that can get in for a header. Just fucking whip the balls in for him, man. Wee Cameron coming in for the scraps. Mate, it's fucking, give me the fucking job. Fucking hell, man. Honestly.
Like, for a recap, we've reviewed the Partick game. No good enough.
Did we?
We're previewing to the Ayr game, kinda. Of must what? Win. Let's move on to something more cheerful. Let's like change the tempo. Let's be more upbeat. Let's speak about season tickets that have went on sale.
What?
£410 if you haven't got a season ticket last season. Bargain. That's how much it's going to cost you to get a season ticket at Dens, regardless of what league we are in. So if you want to watch Championship football next season, you will be £410 if you have a new season ticket holder.
Bargain. That's money well spent, like.
Speechless.
Yeah, no. I thought we were going to be nice and cheery about it. Oh, so, right. Oh.
I just decided to hoodwink a lot of the listeners into thinking that, oh, I've got a wee change of pace here. These two are just going to stop moaning and being total, like, arseholes and be nice for a change. Oof. $410.
Never came up with that. Brave. Because I did not see one positive response to it at all.
No. I doubt you will see many new fans buying that ticket. I'll buy my ticket, as I always do, but it must get tougher and tougher for some people to renew their ticket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
especially
definitely.
And not just seeing what we see on the pitch, but financially. A lot of people have been hit hard in the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
The past
everybody.
Couple of years, especially last year, we like, and the cost of living and energy and gas and electricity, you name it.
Food, everything.
Food's up. I went to go and get tomato sauce and it was up like 4.50. It's like ridiculous. Somebody posted a picture, a Wambar's 61 pence now. A Wambar.
What?
10p for the van when I went round the Icy, when I went round Finley when I was younger. 61p.
Fuck me, man. Freddo's must be a quid now.
I mean, somebody might just be like taking the piss, but to be honest, will it be that far off? At this cost of living is ridiculous just now. And the prices that have been put out, I'm not going to entice anybody in. I mean, they are trying to put stuff in it for...
wee savings, wee additional things partners. And that. Yeah.
I mean,
fair enough.
When they did that back in the day, the 2010-11 that was spoken about on a chat me and you were in, that was fantastic what they did there. You think you're getting in for like four games to the Dundee Stars for nothing and cheap deals at the, was it the, not the Yahanger, it was the Indian restaurant at the ice rink. Yeah, it was like a pound meal if you had another, if you bought a meal, it was a pound for another meal. Stuff like that, which at that time was, I'll take you up on that offer, but if you're only going to shell out £410 or even £380 for some people because you might get monies off certain companies. And I'm not trying to shit on the companies that are coming in to do this. It's kind of like this is the situation that the fans are in. They're not going to see that as a saving. Fair enough if the prices were a little bit lower. Yeah. But the prices, the tickets, I don't know, mate. I don't know.
But see, the thing is, like, if we are in the championship, which, forever the optimist, I think we will be. What's that, 36 games in a season, so it's going to be 18 home games. That's working out like 23 quid if you're 410. You know what I mean? What they're going to be asking at the gate?
I know, because you always make a saving by buying your season ticket. So what's going to be the actual
season book
pay at the gate price?
Exactly. That's frightening. Like,
unless they're going to be changing games against Dunfermline and whoever comes down as category A games.
Hmm.
You know, that's because there's nobody else in that league that would be category A.
Nah.
And I've only said, in case somebody thought I was being serious, I'm saying Dunfermline in jest because there's nobody coming up from the League One who will be category A. There'd only be one team from the Premiership who, if they came down, would be category A. That'd be 30 quid straight away.
Yeah.
That's right. Nobody else ruined that. If we are in the Premiership, probably all make a saving.
Yeah.
But it's still a hell of a price to pay for a season ticket.
Certainly is. Certainly
especially
is.
What we've been shown on the pitch the past few seasons and this season.
What we've been subjected to.
Sounds like subject, like we're, every time we go to Dens, we're getting waterboarded or something. Like.
Yeah, guys. Oh, God, here we go again. No, you're not walking up Provey Road or doing it, you're fucking trudging.
Yeah.
But no, that's, controversial pricing.
Yeah, like I say, fair play to the people that are coming on board to offer discounts on the season ticket. I will be intrigued to see what they are, and I like a bargain half the time, so I probably will take up some of it. But if that's what they think is going to entice new customers to come on board, I don't think that's the right market employ.
No, and I totally agree with you, mate. I totally agree with you. I'm just... God. But we'll see. We'll see. You never know. We might just make it up. Might.
That's it. As I said, if we get to the second, the last game of the season, 2 points behind Queen. I can't see Queen's Park at the bottom, the top two. They will not drop out the top two. That'd be the minimum for them, would be second place.
Yeah. Yeah, there's still potential for them to drop points against, you know, the teams their remaining matches. Like there is, because I mean, like it says, I mean, writing off. I mean, personally, I was writing off Ayr, Morton, Partick, but then they pick up a couple of wins here or there, each of them, and then they're back into the mixer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They drop a couple of games, or even a game. They get beat, but we win. Then it could potentially make that last game of the season extremely important.
I noticed the BBC a little bit optimistic about our chances of winning this league, because they've picked up the Cove game, the last home game of the season. They've picked up that one, and also they've picked up the Queen's Park game. So the Cove game's been, I think, moved to the Friday for Friday Night TV, where the Queen's Park game was always going to be a Friday, so that's on TV as well. So our last two games of the season are on TV.
Oh, no.
We've not got a good record on TV.
I knew you were going to say this. I fucking knew it. Read you like a book.
So cheers for that, BBC Scotland.
You bastards.
But they must be hoping or thinking, unless they're just covering all aspects. But we'll wait and see.
We'll wait and see. That's all we can do, mate. That is all we can do. Fuck, I booked that Saturday off for the Cove game as well.
Well, you're still here. You can go in the bevy on the Friday. You've got a Saturday to...
Absolutely.
So, there you go.
There's
never a negative to tacking the Saturday off.
That's absolutely right.
Regardless of what you're doing, just means you go out and drink earlier. Which for you is, I see your wee eyes lighting up there. There's a wee twinkle in them now.
It certainly is. Oh, yeah. San Miguel cornflakes. I know we've just ranted and moaned and all that kind of shit. Probably for me, mainly just to get it out of my system. That's it, and get a couple of things off my chest. Fair enough. If people want to listen, great, cool. But still potential that we can win. It's just, for me, it's down to Bowyer now.
It's getting harder by the game. Because if we got the point on Saturday and Inverness held Queen's Park to a draw, you'd be saying, but there's no movement. We've still got that game in hand. It's looking not too bad. But when you see the performance that we're put in and then see Queen's Park winning, it's hard not to come on here and be deflated.
Yeah.
And all you can think of is the worst case scenario. Obviously, but there could be good case scenarios if we win and obviously Queen's Park drop points on Friday night when they play. But they've got Arbroath who aren't they really doing much, so there's no much hope getting held out there. But the more the end of season is coming to a close, the more that you're not seeing any good scenarios opening up. So it is hard to come on. And you know what? People are going to be like, you're too heavy in arseholes and like brighten up and you're speaking shite or that. But that's just the way I'm feeling just now. That's what I think, Paul. That's what you think. People with a different opinion, and obviously we can appreciate that. There'll be people that probably want to give Bowyer time. I just, the way we've kind of performed and probably one of the weakest championships of many years is just so frustrating. I mean, like I said, we've nay God-given right to be top. People still think that we'll win this league. We've been top of the league once out of 28 games. It's like, we've not got any God-given right, but
we
feel like we should be doing much better than what we are. We should be closer to Queen's Park.
Again, I'm just going to say it. Just win on Tuesday. That puts a wee gap between us and Ayr, and it closes that gap between us and Queen's. Mm-hmm. They will slip up. They will slip up at some point. They're no flipping. They're not going to run away from it. There will be bumps in their road. We've just got to capitalise on that. I mean, but for me, it's win or bust. Like,
I'm not too sure, but I think after the game on Friday for Queen's Park, so they've got Arbroath at home, Inverness have got Partick, and Ayr have got Cove. So it could be a wee sticky one for Ayr. Maybe not.
Oh, Danny, come on, eh? I see you and, reaching for those straws.
Inverness, Partick, it's got a draw written all over that. But I think after Queen's Park home game against Arbroath, correct me if I'm wrong, but have they then got like four away games on the trot?
I think, you know what, I had a wee look at that earlier, but I genuinely can't mind, but really sorry. Yeah, 1-2, nah. They got Raith and then Partick away, and then they get Hamilton at home, air away.
Aye, so I'm just believing what somebody said about them having loads of away games on the trot then.
They do have a lot, probably, but I wouldn't. Home and away, doesn't matter.
What it is? Yeah, it's...
they've only got five fans.
After the game against Arbroath, they have got five games, with four of them being away from home. That's what I'm thinking of. So that is a tough run for them, especially since one of them's at Stacks Park, one of them's at Firhill, one of them's at Somerset, and the other one's at Capello. So all tough jumps for them to go to. You just got to hope that we manage to shake out anything that's fucking hindering us from kicking
that's
on.
That's it.
And taking advantage of this. Well, I'll say taking advantage of it. There's no advantage yet, but hopefully there is something that we can look at to take advantage of. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've got to get past air first on Tuesday.
That's all we've got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Still no work. I probably will now. You've pepped me up. You've got me. I said I wasn't going. I was going to be walking the dogs and washing my hair and all that kind of stuff, but fuck it. Yeah, I think I'm going to go.
Well, it's not going to take long to wash your hair, Paul, so can't use that excuse.
you're a cunny fun.
But yeah, I do genuinely believe that we're going to win this game on Tuesday.
Oh, one of my pals was adamant that we were waiting to give the Partick 3 on Saturday, but obviously... But I like your enthusiasm, and I liked his as well. 5-0 Dundee.
We will get a victory like that.
5-1. Akinyemi will score, and he'll also score an OG.
Well, I don't think there's much else happened within Dundee. We've had the game. We've had our EastEnders episode last Sunday. Obviously, yeah, we've had the Partick game. We had season tickets come out. There's another thing the Dark Blues from actually had a thread up about the stadium planning application was meant to be in by the end of March. There was somebody that was at a council meeting posted it, or somebody that was on it, and they said that the full application was going to be put in by the end of March, and I think this has been up for a month and a bit, but we are obviously a week and a bit shy of the end of March and still nothing. So no comment,
that's it, move on.
I'm going to say I had everything written down for the D archive on this day. I've totally forgot, mate.
This is unacceptable.
But don't get me wrong, I'm good with my fingers. I can go quick. So,
for the listeners, he's got his phone out, right? Nothing else.
So, Paul, steady yourself. Brace yourself. I'm diving in. Fast fingers.
Calm your dish.
20th of March, 1999. 2-0 Dundee against Hearts. Eddie Annan double.
Yes.
This was the year that... we beat Hearts four times, and it was also, remember, there's been plenty of stories about the Hearts had just won the Scottish Cup and were in the same place as Dundee at the end of season 1998. We'd just been promoted, and I think there was a few choice words from the Hearts players about basically taking 12 points off of Dundee that season, and they
look
ended
how that
up
turned out.
Zilch, nada,
unlucky.
Next in, we're going to go to 1998 on the 21st of March. James Grady and John Robertson scored as Dundee beat Hamilton 2-1. John Robertson's only goal for Dundee. Obviously spoke about him with his fans from hell comment.
That was brilliant.
I just think that was his last game as well. He's on his loan. That was him.
He'd had enough.
And also, he's fed up.
He'd had enough of the Boo Boys.
He's fed up at Albert Kidd's name getting sang out and getting called probably a jambo, whatever it is. But and there's another one. 2014, Peter MacDonald scored with 7 minutes to go as we defeated Dumbarton at their ground. Yes, the Dumbarton Football Stadium, it was called.
They shafted my Cooper on the weekend. They got pumped for Albion Rovers 5-1.
Oof.
At home.
Have they not been flying high?
Yeah, they're top and Albion second bottom. Cheers.
It's silly part of the season now, isn't it?
Certainly is.
So we're going to go to the 23rd of March. And obviously, my quick finger's only going quick enough, but let's go for this one.
1960. Because you're using your thumb.
1960, we Liverpool 1-0 at Dens. And I've not got the scorer because I've actually not followed the game up when he got the score.
That's cool. What was that for? What was that for?
I've not got a Scooby.
Oh, wow. Brilliant.
I do believe that it was... I have got the match report for that, actually. And I don't know...
I'd like to see that.
I'll try and get it posted. So we'll go to the 24th of March, 1990. 2-1 Dundee against Dundee United at Tannadice. Keith Wright and Rab Shannon with the goals.
Get up, yeah.
Could it have been our last fixture? feels like it.
Yep.
The 25th of March. We're actually going to go to 2014 again. This time, Queen of the South at Dens. Ian Davison scored the only goal of the game as Dundee won 1-0. I was midweek. I think I was a header. I was just, come on, we're speaking about teams grinding out results. The Dumbarton game before that and then the Queen of the South game there were just grinding out.
Grind them out. Come on.
And the last one,
go for the jugular.
That. Last but not least, we go to March the 26th. I've got two birthdays.
All right.
Joe Grayson turns 24.
Happy birthday, Joe.
The midfield maverick with a wand of a left foot that we never seen.
And also
the other player who I absolutely loved at Dens. Absolutely loved him, but he turned out to be a wee prick, to be honest. It's Nacho Novo, he turns 44.
He can fuck off.
I could have picked a better birthday, eh? I picked Joe Grayson and Nacho Novo.
To be fair, Novo was absolutely brilliant for us. He was brilliant. Novo Nacho from Roth Ravers, brilliant.
Mate, obviously a lot of the videos that I've recently posted has been him scoring goals.
Score for fun.
Ah, the pace on the boy.
Just brilliant.
He was just like a 23-year-old whippet. The kind of wee tiny boys that play in the football team that they're just nippy. That was him.
Yep, and then, like you said, absolutely nail on the head. He turned out to be a little prick. But in a Dundee jersey, he was brilliant.
Love him in the Dundee jersey. And the Rangers won, not so much, especially when he's kissing the badge.
Bowing down in front of the fans and that at Dens. Never forget that.
Got him around me like an elephant. I'll never forget that either.
Never forget that. It was just kind of like, whoa, you wee prick.
Remember we played them in the friendly 2000 and what would that have been, 11? I think Declan Gallagher scored for us. It was a 1-1 draw. I think they had that Moshney playing for them. I think it was to commemorate the first time we ever played them. It was the anniversary. It might have been 20th or something. And he was in the main stand and he made it all about himself and got escorted out the main stand and behind the goal with the Rangers fans just to get applauded.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody would do. Be melt.
I don't know, you've got to call them melt since I was 16.
It's a great word. Underused, underappreciated. Old time classic.
Paul, it's been an absolute hoot again this week.
We've done it, mate. We've ended on nice and cheery. That was the end.
Slugging Natural Novo.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody else can pile in as well.
But yeah, I mean, there is no game for a couple of weeks after the AIR game. So Scotland are playing next weekend, this weekend, and we'll be back to play Hamilton at Dens the week after. I think it's the 1st of April we've got them. So they're...
April Fool's Day.
they would jump in with a midweek pod after the AIR game. If we win...
We'll see.
If we win, we'll do a midweek pod. Maybe yep. Jump in on a Wednesday, Thursday, and day something.
I'll do it for Fruz.
Come on, live from Fruz.
Oh, yeah. Thing is, I'll get kicked out.
Again. Been there when Paul's been kicked out, so. But if no, we'll probably just record again on the Sunday to go on about what happened at the AIR game. So if we win, we'll do it early. If we lose, we're just go into hiding for a few days and yeah. Date on a normal day.
yeah, absolutely. We'll just brush over it.
The thing is, if we do leave it, maybe we'll want to listen because we've been beaten. It's been, we'll just have to do a midweek one.
Yeah. Right, okay, we'll see.
Can't wait to moan like,
yes, it's going to be brilliant.
If it's the worst case scenario, it'll just be like one boo doing the mic.
That's it. Off your pop.
That's it, yep. But listen, that is us for this week. Paul, thank you very much again.
That's all right, man.
And listeners, thanks again for putting up with us for another week after another dismal performance and dismal result.